Welcome once again to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is February 3rd, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. In the news from Nikonian's, Adobe Lightroom beta testing has finished. The full version of 1.0 is due to be released on around February 19th for approximately $299 US. But to show their appreciation for everybody involved in beta testing, Adobe is offering $100 off until the 30th of April. And as far as I know, you can pre-order Lightroom now. So check out the blog, get the links, and if you're interested in using that software, go for it, because it's available starting, well, let's see, it's the 3rd, 19th, we can do some math, so what's that, 16 days? Just over 2 weeks before that release. You can get more information about the release itself and about the software from our friends at Imaging Resource. They have some good articles, and I'll post a link in the blog for you so you can get right there. Now, Nikonians ourselves are introducing a new member search function that has been added to Nikoscope. So now, paying members of Nikonians can search for fellow Nikonians by their profile information. So you can use country information or U.S. state if you know it, the exact city, the type of photography they enjoy doing, and even their gear. For example, I went and played with this because that's what I do. I typed in the state of Florida, went to Orlando, and searched for people who mainly shoot wildlife. And what comes up is 8 Nikonians in the Orlando area who mainly shoot wildlife. And, well, Dad, you're right there at the top of the list, so I thought that might make you happy. So if you're looking for people in your area, and maybe you've tried posting on the forums, and maybe you just want to get in touch with somebody personally to see who else is in your area, definitely try that out. And again, it's right in Nikoscope. All you have to do is click on one of the Nikoscope links, and there in the top you'll see the menu choices. You can search the Nikonians website, the World Wide Web, and you can search for Nikonians members themselves. So that's really, really cool. From Nikon themselves, they have new firmware updates for the D80 and the D40. I will post the links directly to that information in the blog, so if you own one of those two cameras or you know somebody who owns one, there are firmware updates available. As well, Nikon has released a codec that will enable Windows Vista to read Nikon RAW, those are the NEF files, natively. So if you're looking to upgrade to Vista, if you're a Windows user, check that out, because that might be helpful for you. I can't say anything about it. I use a Macintosh, so I'll just not give my comments about Windows itself. Continuing on, and this is actually kind of interesting, Nikonians have been invited to participate in a worldwide photographic exhibition at the Musée d'Elysée in Switzerland. And that is a very, very hard name to pronounce. I try my best. Now, as far as I understand it, what you have to do is, well, check out the rules, but you submit your photographs electronically, and I think it's about 100 pictures a week will be chosen at random by a computer to be printed and shown in the museum. And what happens with that is you will get notified by email. They'll send you a picture of your picture in the exhibit. And once the exhibit itself is over, as far as I understand it, all those pictures will be held in archives, so they're not going to be destroyed or anything. They'll stay there in the museum. So that's actually a really cool opportunity, because it has nothing to do with anything other than random computerized selection. So everybody has the opportunity to be featured in this exhibition, which is kind of interesting. So if you're interested in that and you'd like more information, please check out the blog for this podcast, and I'll get you a link and send you right there. Now that's it for the latest Nikon and Nikonians news. So on to some information from the forums. And finally, the winners of segment 6 of the 2006 Photographer of the Year contest have been announced. So the first place winners are as follows. In the underwater category, the winner is the photograph entitled Sun with Green Turtle, and that was submitted by Gary Brennan of Australia, so congratulations. In the architectural category, the winning photograph is Apollo Bridge, and that was taken by Igor Spica of Slovakia. And again, I apologize if I mangle any of these pronunciations, because we don't get the neat little phonetics guide along with your names. And finally, in the stage and concert category, the first place winner was the photograph entitled Move by Christopher Petticord of the U.S. of A. Now, all of these first place winners get Bibble Pro software, courtesy of Bibble Labs, and they move on to the contest finals. So hopefully, because that was the last segment in the 2006 Photographer of the Year contest, we will hear about the winners in total fairly soon, but I have absolutely no idea what the time frame is for that, and as soon as I know, I will definitely pass that information along to you. Continuing on with that same kind of forum, and we're in the online photography contests and assignments area of the forums, February's online photography assignment is entitled Fill the Frame. It's pretty much self-explanatory. If you want to check this out and participate in this assignment, all you have to do is go to that particular forum, and as always, I will have that linked for you in the blog, so you can get some information about that and see what we mean by fill the frame. And it's pretty helpful. I checked out the original post, and without going any further than the assignment post itself, it pretty much gives you some good ideas of what fill the frame means, so you can go on from that. And finally, I would like to leave you with a photograph. This time, it's from the Constructive Critique and Technical Advice Forum, in which we're not just posting to say, hey, look at this awesome picture I took, but you're actually asking for some advice and some feedback of a technical genre or some good constructive critique that is very difficult to say without enough coffee. So you can kind of, you know, use that particular forum if you want some good advice on how to improve your picture or what you could do better. And this photograph is called Abandoned Temple, and I think it's a really awesome picture, and there's some good feedback coming in, so definitely check out that forum. And that is it for me this week. I want to thank you guys for listening. You can find this podcast and all our other Nikonians podcasts at podcasts.nikonians.org. And if you're new to this, definitely check out the other podcast, The Image Doctors, if you haven't caught their latest episode, which was just put out this past Thursday. It's got some really good information about lighting techniques in terms of outside light. When's the best time to take some photographs outside using the daylight? What time of day is good for what type of pictures? As well as a little bit of feedback about a listener question about what kind of laptop to get for use, travel in the field. So if you're looking into possibly purchasing a laptop for travel for photography, definitely download the latest episode of The Image Doctors and see what Rick and Jason have to say. That's all for this week. I will be back next week, and that should be the 10th of February, if I do my math correctly. I'm always slow on that. Yep, February 10th, I will be back with the next installment of Nikonian's News Flash. In the meantime, please feel free to email me at newsflash, that's all one word, at nikonians.org, and let me know what you think. If you want me to make an announcement of anything, just give me a holler and I will be more than happy to do that for you. Thanks for tuning in.